Hi, I'm Archit.
And I'm Shirin.
And welcome to Getting Lost with Archit and Shirin, a podcast where two amateur cooks,
if you say so,
talk about all things food, from ingredients, recipes, techniques, and lessons from our trials in the kitchen. Every episode, Shirin, our producer Natasha, and I will do a deep dive into one singular topic and talk about literally everything we know. Today, we're talking about mangoes, a brief history of how this fruit came to be, how to identify a good mango because we have too many in India, and what are the ways that we enjoy this really lovely summer
fruit. In abundance. In excess.
In abundance.
Overeating.
Absolutely. It's like a cultural thing. Like, we just keep on eating mangoes. It's like mango season. Like, you have mangoes for breakfast, like milkshakes.
Yeah. But, and it's also emotional, I feel, because when you see the first mango arrive in the market, you're like, oh my God, it's hot, it's summer, that sucks, but mangoes. And then you know that you have to wait. So it's an exercise in restraint before you can actually like get to the mango that you like. Because if you're anything like me, you like the sweeter mangoes. And then once mangoes are going away, you're just, it's really sad.
I agree. I mean, I think, so I had actually written a little bit about this and I was like, okay, why is mango season so valuable, especially in India, right? So like, you know, we have 1500 different types of mangoes in India and literally all of them come between April and August. And that's the only time, right? In India, like, unlike other countries.
Wait, 1 second. You said 1500 types.
1500 types of mangoes.
Okay.
That's a lot. Cool. Like, Alfonso is one type of a mango, and there are 1,500.
Okay, thanks. Different. I figured what you mean by type, but like, I was concerned about the number. You were saying there are lots and lots of mangoes. Cool.
There are lots and lots of mangoes, and they only come between April and August, and that's it. That's the only time. And I think there are just like three reasons why mangoes are so special, and specifically between this April and August time, is the one that it's like extreme heat, right? There's nothing else to do but to sit at home. The second is that, I need a mango. The second is that this is also like the time between April and August that in India, we have no public holidays. Like, there are no chuttis. Now the next chuttis that you'll get it is in August.
No, I have a chutti on Ram Navami on Wednesday, by the way.
Yeah, one stupid Google chutti you're getting, but in general, all the main chuttis are gone, no?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, the main fruit is all gone, guys. He's right.
And this is also the time for the best fruits in India. Like, we get all the tropical fruits at this time.
Yes.
Pineapples, cherries, everything comes now.
Yes. I'm a little scared of you today. I don't know why, but I'm a little scared of you today.
So that's why, like, summer is really not summer in India. It's mango season. I feel like that's what it should be called.
Now you seem a little more fun and okay. Cool. We've established that we have feelings, which is great. We have established that summer is not summer in India. It's mango season.
Cool. It's mango season.
Yeah, it gets really hot, guys. Anyone, like the 1% listening from North America? Hey, guys. It gets really hot here.
The 1%?
I don't know. That's last time I checked the graphs. Anyway.
Yeah.
You have facts? You want to make them?
Oh, I have so many facts, not too many, but they're actually interesting.
Do Natasha edit ruthlessly and tell you that ye to nahi bolna hai.
Yeah, for sure. She was like,
the best.
She was like, these are shit, but most of them she approved. So
guys, the last episode, he went completely out of hand because wasn't being monitored anyway.
Okay, but the lemon facts were great, so shut up. So first fact, mangoes originated in India 5,000 years ago, and then it trickled down to the rest of the world only in 300 AD. So we've had mangoes for a long time, and we've been the only ones eating it. I think that speaks volumes to what we do to mangoes, and we'll discuss that. Buddhists treat mangoes as sacred. So like, we treat cows as sacred, they treat mangoes as sacred. And the reason for that is that Buddha used to sleep under a mango tree. And there are so many like artist renditions and things like that. And they all have Buddha sleeping under a mango tree and praying next to that Bodhi tree. So there's like two different imageries. Another thing about the mango in culture is the fact that the paisley symbol is actually a silhouette of a mango.
And I'm wearing a paisley symbol right now, as I always do, almost in all my cotton suits.
Yeah, it's so culturally ingrained. Like, when I saw the symbol, I was like, oh my God, I see it.
Yeah, you've seen it all over me. All the time.
Yeah. And, like, seen it everywhere else.
In my house. I know. Also yours. Any Indian house. Hmm.
So the third fact that I have is more of like an economics fact. And this is why you didn't like the lemon episode, the facts on the lemon episode. But India and Pakistan are the largest producers of mangoes.
Again, with your whole, with rice, even with lemon, even with this.
They fight with each other about who's the largest producer. But what's interesting about India is that even though it is the... Well, on paper, it is the largest producer of mangoes. It only contributes 1% of the global export market for mangoes. And that's crazy. That means literally 99% of all the mangoes that we produce, we eat.
That's awesome. I love it. This is my favorite fact ever.
We never do that. We always give our good shit away. And then people are like, oh, basmati is so great.
But with mangoes,
yeah, for mango, we're like, hey, this is ours.
That's great. I love it.
So Shirin,
I'm so proud.
Last and final fact. In 1510, Afonso de Albuquerque took the mango from Goa to Brazil, among other nations. And that's how the humble Hapusa mango became Alfonso mango.
Yay!
Okay, Shirin, you have to be really, really excited about this one because this is why mangoes
really
are...
I'm really excited. So let's move on to the fun stuff, okay? Like the stuff that I'm here for. I believe that you've done some research and today you're going to tell us a little bit about the different types of mangoes. And please don't go into all 1,500. Just pick a few and let's go for it.
No, so here's a little like trivia for you. Not trivia. General knowledge competition.
I didn't realize this turned into like a job interview and then feedback session, but sure.
You have 15 seconds. Name all the mangoes you know.
Yeah, no. Alfonso, Safeda, Chusi mango, Peri mango. I don't know. It's like that little one, no? Raw mango? I don't know. Robert? You really put me on the spot. I don't appreciate this at all.
So, juicy mango is what Fruity used to call their mango. Raw mango is a sari company. But okay, you got two. I am proud of you.
Safeda also, I said, no?
Safeda, and you said Safeda and Alfonso.
And I said that chuski aam.
Oh, okay, I guess.
And peri mango, like I told you earlier.
Pehle to yaar.
I learned yesterday from the fruit wala.
The fruit wala is also like patawing you with the random names. It's okay.
No. I asked Mrs. Khanna which mango I should buy. And she said the peri ones are good. So I bet they exist. I know. I feel like this has turned into a personal attack. And
No, not at all.
I'm going.
Okay. I'll teach you how to like find mangoes. You know, like how do you identify mangoes today when you go to the outside of asking the guy?
I know what a mango looks like, and that's how I identify it. If you're trying to ask me how I choose a mango, that's a different story altogether. So is your question?
Yes. I apologize.
You could have seen it better, but sure. All that prep, Archit. Anyway, when I go mango shopping, which is a thing, guys, it's a thing. And also, mangoes are expensive. It's not like, you know, Kira, that it won't pinch you. It does pinch you. So when I go mango shopping, I'm a bit careful because A, they mean so much to me, and B, they are expensive. And I'm very humble. Okay. I will call out very openly that mujhe kuch nahi pata. I don't know anything about what's in season. So I ask whoever looks oldest and wisest around me. That's right. Either it's the fruit wala or it's Mrs. Khanna or it's just about anyone walking on the street. And I'll be like, which mango is in season? Abhi kaun sa acha hai? And that's my first layer of filtration. Next is the firmness. If I don't plan on eating all the mangoes that I buy in one day, which is usually advisable to not eat them all in one day, I look for a combination of soft, like just a bit tender to the touch and then taut, because I want them to ripen over the next few days. And the third is that I smell them. I don't smell each and every one because I'm not an absolute creep.
I can imagine you smelling all of them though.
I know, I can also, but I have some boundaries.
Shirin, are you also the kind of person who like locks her car and then touches the door to see if it's locked?
So? Am I the only one?
No, that means you definitely smell all the mangoes.
I am please a bit risk averse. I mean, can you blame me?
I think I have done it. I think you've asked me to like check the doors on your car.
So the mangoes, if they smell sweet, guys, you will know if they are good to go. But if they smell too sweet and almost sickly, like, you know, that kind of smell that makes you want to just throw up.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Okay. So that means they're just overripe.
No? Yes. Because scientific three-step procedure to identifying the correct mango to purchase has now been shared with the world.
That's cool. I think I have no way to actually identify mangoes. I think I believe in collecting all of them and cutting them and figuring it out later.
What?
Yeah, but I do know exactly how to like figure out what mango has what kind of, like, what should I expect from a mango that I'm buying.
Yeah.
So essentially there are like three distinct characteristics of a mango: sweetness, texture, and size.
Hmm.
So if something is very sweet, if you want a mango that is sweet, but it's not fibrous, you know, like there are some mangoes that are super fibrous.
Like the Chuskiwala mango.
Like the Chuskiwala mango, exactly.
Does it have
to be? So I think it's just called Chuskiwala. I mean, at some point, we have 1,500 mangoes, man. I don't think they all have like really nice names.
Okay, fine. This is a nice movie, but okay.
So if it's sweet, if it's non-fibrous and it's a large size mango, then that's an Alfonso that you want. Like if you want a big one, if you want like no fibers, if you want it sweet, then you want something that is like an Alfonso, which is actually like a saffron color. So if you want something that's sweet, fibrous and a large size mango, then you're looking for a Chosa, which is yellow and golden color. That's like typically the color of a mango that that people know as the color of a mango.
If you want something very distinctly different from a Chosa, for sure.
In color. Yeah, Alfonso, like if you check the mango emoji right now, that's an Alfonso.
Okay, because let me it check is it
green
now.
And red.
Mango. Hmm.
But like color. Fruity and like slice, when they sell mangoes and they put all those like mango diagrams, they're all like actually Chosa mangoes.
Interesting.
The funny thing is, though, Chosa mangoes can't be made for juice, can't be used for juice. So they're actually using Alfonso.
Wow, did you just sneak a little extra point in there, facts-wise?
Yeah.
All advertising is a lie.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We knew that, but cool.
Then if you want a tangy mango, which is super fibrous and it's like not a very large size, then you want a langda, which I think is the funniest name. And it comes from the fact that there was a farmer who was actually langda, and they just started calling the mango langda because he used to make it. That was really funny. I found it.
Clearly good mangoes,
yeah. And if you want a tangy, smooth, like non-fibrous and a medium-sized mango, then you want the Kesar mango.
Yes, which has a little bit of red on top, right?
Absolutely. So it smells and the juice looks like saffron and milk put together. So it's like a very like luxurious, it's like made by the kings and queens, and that's what they used to have. Okay, so now we come to the fun part, which is, what the hell do you do with mangoes once you have them?
What do you mean once you bought them?
Yeah, once you've like, you know, talked to Mrs. Khanna, figured out which one you like, smelled all of them, thought of bringing them up, and then
you're like, with filtered water.
Put them in filter water, put them in paper, all of that shit that you've done. Now you're like, acha, meko is aam ke saath kuch karna hai. My go-to is that I just eat it fresh because I really like mangoes fresh. The cooked mango makes me remind me of like fruity, and I have like really bad memories of fruity because it's super pulpy.
Fruity just reminds me of every time I've donated blood because they give you a fruity after that.
Oh,
it's like basically just sugar.
It is, and it's just preservatives and sugar, and it reminds me of like phlegm. That's what I think.
Okay, gross. Actually, let's not.
Fruity will never sponsor us. It's okay.
I think we can live with that.
Yeah, we'll be fine. So tell me about your go-to mango recipe, new, old, doesn't matter.
Okay, first of all, the best way to eat mangoes, and I know you didn't ask, but I have to share this.
Please, yes.
Yeah, is cold. Room temperature mangoes are gross. Like, guys, don't do that. So if you are new to the world of mangoes, just remember one thing. Very cold is very good. Okay. And usually there are many ways to do it. So like when we were kids, we used to like the whole like flour that moms made. And I was really fascinated by with the, half the mango where you take a big slice and then you cut little things and you pop it open. That's one. Tastes fine. Another way to have it is just like simple slices. Also fine.
Yeah.
The best way to have it is in cubes. Yes. Because somehow when you peel the mango, I don't know, there's this little tightness towards the end. It just feels really right. That's that. And thank you. Also, if your mango is not sweet enough, just do something else with it. Don't put chini or honey or anything on top. It's not worth it. It's going to get really weird. So like make a milkshake or something out of it then.
Yeah, we just had recently, we had a milkshake with like the most fika mango ever. It was almost salty than sweet.
But kacha is so good.
Oh, it's all kacha aam.
But kacha aam is good. I remember getting the tummy ache from hell after I was like out on the terrace. Many, many years ago when I was a little girl. And Nani was drying kacha aam. I don't know what she even used it for. But I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. And then I had a stomach.
Didn't she use for like aam papar?
Yeah,
like,
it was just natural aam papar. I actually do have a recipe to share. And it's not mine. Yes. It's by a dear friend, Ishrat, who is actually the head of beverages at PCO, which is everyone's, at least my, favorite bar in Delhi. So, no surprises here. It's got something to do with gin. So, if you are under the age of, now what's the legal age? 21? 21. Stop listening for the next 30 seconds. All right. So, you know how
they can make a drink. They don't have to drink it.
I mean,
think of it that way.
I'm just covering our bases, Archit. Okay. So,
okay.
This is a gin that's infused with mango, which I was like, what? You can do that? Because I've followed Ishrat's advice and I've done the whole like, okay, I'm going to infuse my gin with pepper. I'm going to infuse my gin with like rosemary and all of that stuff. But she says that you can do it with fruit as well. So you take about 200 grams of ripe, not kacha, mango cubes. And these should be sweet mangoes. And then you put them in 750 ml of gin. It's a lot of gin. Some would say, I would say that's not a lot of gin.
It's like a lot of gin that you're like hoping to drink.
You will drink it.
You know?
You will drink it. and steep it for 48 hours and then fine strain. By which she means that just take a really, really fine channi. And use it to strain. And then you can still have the mango if you want. But your gin is going to taste and smell of mangoes. And then what you got to do is put your gin in the freezer. Best served like ice cold. That's that. That's my...
So are you making this? Are you making this for us soon?
Sure. Since every time you come over, I do like make you guys drink. No matter what time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think we deserve it. So,
I think so too.
Make that happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Make it happen.
For sure. All right. Give me 40.
Did Ishrat say what kind of mango?
She just said any sweet mango. And by the way, correction, guys, I always get this wrong. It's Passcode Hospitality. So, Ishrat is the beverage head for Passcode Hospitality, which covers multiple restaurants, not just my favorite bar, PCO. Just saying.
Cool. So, my mango recipes are basically like making them into salsa.
Oh, that's so cute. They have nothing to do with alcohol.
Which I
that's
really
adorable.
Enjoy because it's just like there's so much fruitiness. and now I actually, I'm purchasing an ice cream maker. And I want to make a mango sorbet,
yes,
with mint and like Himalayan salt,
yay,
pink salt. I think that'll be interesting. But yeah, those are the things that I'm thinking about with mango this time. But otherwise, I really just like mangoes, like having mangoes on its own, because I generally don't enjoy like mango cheesecakes and things like that. Yeah. I think it's an overkill. And,
but any mango with a little bit of mirchi though, Ajit.
Oh, yeah.
Little bit of...
That's such a Bombay thing.
Huh, I think it is. But like, so good. So good. In fact,
and you get them on the streets of Bombay.
You do,
also.
And you don't get them here. Maybe because it's just too damn hot and sab kharab ho jayega. But if you're making like a drink, sorry to come back to the drinks, like a mango flavored drink, I would suggest salting the rim of your glass with salt, but also red chilies. It'll be really nice.
Okay, very nice.
Crazy kick. Yeah.
So I think outside of like lemons, even mangoes are like fruit that we've kind of like, because it's been in our tradition and culture for so long, we've used every piece of it. We've actually preserved it and made it into ampapad. Actually, that's dehydration. Preserving and pickling, we've actually made mango pickles. And mango pickle is something that, like, as Indians, we have it all year long.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the one, like, for testament
years and
of
years, right? One barni, as they call it in mangoes, yeah, will last you for a couple of years. And it only gets better with time.
I agree. Like, it's just, every household has a recipe. I haven't actually, like, figured out my household's recipe.
I don't think they'll give it to you because they know that you'll share it with the world.
Yeah, I feel like that's why nobody's even excited to tell me about
it. No, they won't tell you. But also, even I don't have the recipe, but that's not because they won't tell me. It's because I've never really asked for it. But I have overheard little conversations where Grace, the lady who helps me at home and makes the best food in the world, says ki, you know, the people who don't get their achar right, the reason they don't get it right is because they are very hesitant to put all that namak, to put all that tel. They just feel very shy about it. And when it comes to pickling and preserving, you need to just go all out. Like, don't drown your hero food, but give it the respect that it demands. So, yeah. Don't try to be healthy when it comes to pickling.
The reason why I like the mango pickle is because of the fact that that skin turns out so soft and you're like actually eating the skin of the mango, which you never can otherwise. And then the second thing is that they usually, the pickle always has a lot of like sauf in it, like fennel seeds. And I love that. It's so good. Yeah. And it's so surprising that it's so good, because otherwise you can't really have fennel in food. It's too strong. But with this, you're like, oh my God, give me more.
This is true. We need to get a t-shirt for Arjun that says, oh my God, give me more.
So I think there are three other things that are really popular in our culture with respect to mangoes. And we just have to like just mention them because we have no expertise in talking about them. At least I don't. The first is the Shrikhand. The Shrikhand and mango is amazing.
Yum.
The other is a mango curry called longi or longi. I think it's longi. And that's basically a sweet and sour raw mango curry. And they use actually the seed of the mango.
What?
To kind of make that. And that's really interesting. And the last thing is amchur. And amchur is so indicative of India. It's a spice only Indian and like South Asian cuisine really has. And it's something to make something tart. So instead of having a lot of lemon in something, you can actually put amchur. And amchur is essentially the skins of dehydrated mangoes that are just ground together.
Amchur is the best. It is the
like,
best.
Have you ever smelled amchur? Like, whenever I smell amchur, my mouth starts to water.
And
for
I
some
sneeze,
reason.
But yeah. Also, but I'm sorry for the deviation, but you said the seed of the mango is being used. Firstly, I've never heard this happening. Except, like, when I was a kid, I thought that if I take a mango seed, gutli, and I plant it, I will have a mango tree. And I really, really, really wanted a mango tree in my garden. So little Shirin scuttling around her garden, randomly planting mango seeds everywhere, much to the dismay of the gardener. But I just wanted to know, am I the only one who did this?
I didn't do it with mango seeds because my grandmother used to have mango trees in her like backyard in her like ancestral home, and I realized that they're pretty large, so I didn't do that. But I have done that with like strawberries. I've done that with like lemons, and sometimes they do grow. But like you need more than just the seed for like stuff to grow.
I learned. But also, by the way, if you have a mango tree in your garden, monkeys will come.
Yeah.
You remember outside our office there was a mango tree, and monkeys would come and attack us. Well,
monkeys also came there because there was just like a lot of people and a lot of food. But yes, mangoes trees are something that they do get attracted by a lot.
Yep. I want to hear more about this recipe though, if you don't mind.
I have no clue how to make this, Shirin.
Are
the longi, yeah. Natasha is like not talking about it. Clearly, she's very interested in giving the points on the side, but she doesn't want
to
talk about
it. It's a secret. Okay, fine. So guys.
It's not a secret. I'll tell you. I don't really know too much about it. My mom used to make it when we were small. And like, I think it's like a mix of raw mango and ripe mango. And you can put the gutli in because it like has a lot of flavor. And then you can eat it out of the sabzi. And it's just like really like translucent curry. It has a lot of like kalonji and sauf and red chili powder and stuff.
Sounds great. And Rex make it for us?
Yeah, I mean, I was actually talking to her about the other day, and she's like, it has too much sugar in it.
Guys, I think I have a plan. When we launch this episode, and we will put this part of it in this conversation.
Oh, we will. Natasha to feed us.
When we launch this episode, we are all coming to Natasha's house having longi and Shirin's mango infused gin, and I will get the sorbet, and we're just gonna have a mango fiesta.
We're gonna develop a disease or something and break into hives,
or just like eat a lot of calories.
Yeah, just a lot of pimples.
Yeah, pimples. But we're not gonna talk about pimples. Firstly, gross word. This is a food podcast. Okay, cool. So we don't know the recipe, guys, but at some point, maybe on Archit's blog, we will have it for you after we've tried it several times and tested it to perfection.
Okay, Shirin, I think this is all the information I can dispel onto you about mangoes. I hope that you've learned something valuable today.
I really don't understand how our podcast has suddenly turned into a teaching moment. And
so next episode, you're teaching me. I am not doing any research. You're giving me facts. Okay. Get ready.
That would be a nice role reversal because lately I've felt very schooled. I'm not okay with it, but I'm also just a little scared of you now. So let's fix that. Let's hang out. I'm really scared of him. But thank you so much, Archit, for sharing your wisdom and not sharing a recipe. But I think my big takeaway from this is we should really use the time that we have with mangoes. And we should we're all grown up. We should go and just try out buying mangoes. We should try different things with them. I think it's also been the kind of fruit that is usually purchased for family. And now that a lot of us are living by ourselves and whatnot, I feel like it's something that one should really do. And no Indian summer is complete without mango. So.
This episode of Getting Lost with Archit and Shirin was produced by Natasha Rati Kapoor, edited by Ananya Gupta, and written and conceptualized by Shirin Rai Gupta and Archit Agarwal.